The cool, crisp air of an Atlanta fall dipped the temperature into the 30s, but inside the Vision Cathedral, the congregation is armed with paper fans to stave off the heat and sweat of hundreds of bodies in motion and in worship. The predominantly black Pentecostal church sits at the intersection of Confederate and Ormwood Avenues, but Bishop O.C. Allen and the rest of the church only recognize one of those names.
Because we're people of color and our relationship to words and symbols, we knew immediately that using the Confederate street name as our address would conjure questions and could subtly just impact people mentally and emotionally.
The charismatic church leader says the possibility of Confederate Avenue's name changing speaks to the type of community Atlanta should stand for. It's a bit more personal for Joe Thomas, whose parents live just a few blocks away. As we walk down the street, he recounts being picked up and dropped off by the school bus on Confederate Avenue. His petition to change the street's name was spurred by a sense of pride and embarrassment.
To say that we have a street named Confederate Avenue in Atlanta indicates to people who don't understand the city that's something that we're proud of.
He is proud of the petition, which saw more than 8,000 signatures. Thanks to the city's Confederate Monuments Advisory Committee, the name change may come sooner than later. The group recommends contextualizing or removing several monuments around the city and, quote, immediately changing the name of several streets, including Confederate Avenue. Midway down the sleepy, leafy avenue is the site of the street's namesake. The Confederate Soldiers' Home of Georgia housed aging and sickly veterans and their widows from the late 1800s until it was demolished in 1965. Now, it's home to a slew of state agencies like the Georgia Department of Public Safety and the Emergency Management Agency. Having anything important located on Confederate Avenue in 2017 is uncomfortable to some community members. Like Linda Sharp, one of the owners of Lark and Sparrow Nail Salon. Soothing music and customer conversations bounce off of exposed brick walls as Sharp describes being embarrassed by the name when placing orders with vendors or directing out-of-town clients. She acknowledges the hassle that comes with a new address, like changing business cards, websites, and search listings, and wonders how other business owners might react.
The amount of work that it'll take to change all their documentation would probably lead them to maybe not want to change the name. But also, I feel like there are a lot of worthy causes that aren't easy.
Kurt Gillen owns Balanced Fit Life Studio in the space next door and says personally, he hasn't given much thought to the name being embarrassing, but now that the Confederate name may be going away, it's getting people to think about the bigger picture.
You know, there are people who may want to take opportunity and take advantage of trying to change the name just the sake of changing the name, but I think it has brought about genuine awareness, not just from this street name, but other street names, other monuments, other historical artifacts of interest.
As a black man from the North, Gillen says he knows his perspective may be different than some of his neighbors, but open, earnest dialogue will be the key to understanding history and making any sort of progress. As the congregation lifts their voices in song at the end of a three-hour Sunday service, Bishop Allen at Vision Cathedral slips away to say the church will keep using its Ormwood address for now.
I think the priority for us has been to be a part of the conversations around changing and getting rid of the name Confederate. Time will tell what we will support in a way that will allow us to change.
For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler on Confederate Avenue.
Hallelujah, this is truly the day that the Lord has made.